this evening at 6:30, for those who have seen in the Jewish press, we're going to be having a special candle lighting ceremony at a specially decorated home, which is going to be on 6222 Avenue T between Mill Basin and 63rd Street. There's going to be some activities for children as well. For those that are able to come, you can talk to about the details later. 8 o'clock tonight, we're going to be beginning our Henry K. Memorial Lecture Series entitled The Exotic Sephardic Communities in the Middle East. We're going to open up the program with a film entitled Searching for Baghdad, A Daughter's Journey, which is produced by Carol Basri, who will be our lecturer tonight at 8 o'clock upstairs. The Gemara discusses the laws of specifically what type of candles or oil a person is allowed to use on Hanukkah, as well as for Shabbos candles Friday night. And this is the reason why, when one studies the laws of Hanukkah, you're able to find this whole source is in the second chapter in Tractate Shabbos, specifically in the chapter which we recite Friday night, B'mei Madlikin, which discusses specifically the Shabbos candles, but that's why appropriately it talks about the Hanukkah candles as well. The Gemara discusses this and says, "Psilos u'shmanim, the wicks and oil, shamar chachamim, ein madlikin behen b'Shabbos, ein madlikin behen b'Chanukah." The things which we said a person should not use for oil or candles or wicks on Shabbos, we should also have a similar restriction when it comes to the using those for Hanukkah. It says, "Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol." Doesn't make a difference when you're lighting your menorah, your Chanukiah, it's on a Friday night, Friday afternoon, before Shkia, or any other day of the week. We do not allow you to use this inferior quality oil or wicks. Omar Rava, he says, what's the reason for this? So he says, Ksavar, because he holds, going out of order, that Mutter L'shtamish L'ora. When it comes to using the Shabbos candles, the purpose of them is for Shalom Bayis. You're supposed to enjoy your meal, owning Shabbos. That's why we have it near the Shabbos table. And therefore, because you're allowed to derive benefit from these candles, if it's inferior quality wicks, we're concerned, using the language of the Gemara, Shemayate, you might play around with this wick in order to get a better flame, and inadvertently extinguishing the flame. And therefore, we don't want you to use it on for Shabbos. Also, we don't want you to use this inferior quality oil or wicks on a weekday because of another principle called Kavsa Ein Zokikla. That if in a situation where it extinguishes, we say halakhically a person does not need to rekindle. And that's, the Gemara discusses this, whether or not this is true, but the general principle is Kavsa Ein Zokikla, which means that if you have enough oil or your candles are large enough to burn the minimum required amount of time, that even if they would extinguish immediately afterwards, the halakha is you fulfilled the mitzvah, and once it's, or even though it kavsa, extinguished, ein zokiklo, it's not necessary for to rekindle them. Which doesn't mean you don't have to, but certainly another bracha is not recited. So the question is, how could a person possibly imagine this halakha of kavsa ein zokiklo? After all, if your candles burned out, why don't we just relight them? Why do we say that it's not necessary to rekindle the flames of the Chanukiah? And the possibly one explanation, which maybe some of you may have other ideas, is the following. When it comes to the lighting of the menorah, the or, the flame, the fire, the light, also reminds us of Torah. So the Pasuk says, Kiner Mitzvah, the Torah or. That Torah is light. And therefore, when we look at our Chanukiah, we're not just commemorating a miracle that happened, but actually it has something to do with Torah values and Torah study. And it makes sense because in Al-Nisim, what do we say? That one of the things that the Yevanim, the Syrian Greeks, plotted to do was Hashkicham Torah Secha, that we should forget Torah. And the Yevanim are likened to Choshech, to darkness. And therefore, the menorah, the lighting, the kindling of these flames, is or, is light, which is the Torah, which the Yevanim did not want us to have. But the question that one could wonder is, what happens if a person tries their best to learn Torah, and unfortunately they don't understand so much. Or perhaps they did accomplish, but due to unforeseen circumstances, they lose that Torah knowledge. What is its worth? Now, according to the Yevanim's philosophy, the philosophy of Umos Olam, of the nations of the world, a person is judged based on their current abilities. And if you lost that knowledge, then what's your net worth? It's nothing, because you have nothing to contribute. You have no more knowledge to be able to tell over and to teach other people. However, when it comes to Jewish philosophy, it's quite the opposite. Even a person who had Torah, if unfortunately, for whatever reason, he was lost this Torah knowledge, he still needs to be respected, even though this Torah knowledge is gone. And this is actually brought down in the Talmud. The Gemara discusses that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, toward the end of his life, decided to give his children some key messages and important values that they should follow and be careful with in their lives. And the Talmud says that one of the few things that he told his children, "Vizharu bezakein sheshachach talmudo machmas onso," they had to be careful with a zakein, someone who was elderly, that perhaps they forgot their learning because of some type of an ones, something which is beyond their control. And he says to his children, "Diamrinan," because we find something amazing about the Aron, which was in the holiest of places, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Beis HaMikdash, that it was not just the luchos that were placed in this holy box, this Aron, but luchos, v'shivri luchos, menachos ba'aron. Even the first set of tablets, which were dropped, which were destroyed, those shattered fragments of those luchos, they were also found in the Aron. And therefore, Yeshua ben Levi says that don't just value the person who has Torah knowledge, but you also have to show respect to the person who had that knowledge, and now it's gone. And with this, perhaps we can understand this Gemara that we just discussed in Shabbos. Now, when it comes to the Yevanim, the Greeks, they admired beauty. And beauty really represents the physical world. But unfortunately, the physical world, anything physical, it doesn't last. And beauty fades away. And therefore, according to their philosophy, once a person loses this physical beauty, which is temporary in nature, they lose their value. However, when it comes to a Jew, our major focus is admiring that which is everlasting, which is the ruchnis, the spirituality of a person. And therefore, we're able to look not only what a person has, the Torah knowledge that they currently have, but even that which was the Torah knowledge that they had. And therefore, it explains Kavsa and Zakaglo, that the idea of lighting the Chanukiah, which is not just flames, but represents the Torah, that just as long as it was kindled, that a person had this Torah, if inadvertently it extinguished, ein zakaklo, it's not necessary to rekindle it. Because after all, when it comes to Torah, even if we do not have necessarily all the answers, we don't remember everything that we knew before, but Torah is spiritual, which is everlasting. And even if we don't realize it, it remains a spiritual imprint on our soul. And therefore, when we think of Chanukah, one of the words, translations of Chanukah, is dedication, which is not just the rededication of the second Beis HaMikdash that we're able to get it back, but also Chanukah means a rededication of ourselves and a commitment to our growth throughout our year. And this is the message of Chanukah, to allow the flame of Torah to kindle throughout the darkest of nights. Rabbi Chanan Mechashwar, Tzikudish Baruch, Zavr Shafiq, Chachar Abim, Termitz, Shnemar, Adonai Chafetz, Amansi, Koyadil, Tudav, Yadir.